My SO Advisory Committee Switches Leadership After Freeman Exit, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. My SO's Advisory Committee will continue to be led by its Vice Chair through the end of 2025 after the departure of Sarah Freeman from Indiana's regulatory agency. At an October 28 meeting, Acting Chair and Vice Chair Brian Drum, of ITC, agreed to helm the Advisory Committee's remaining meeting during My SO's quarterly board week in early December in Indianapolis. Former Advisory Committee Chair Freeman exited the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, and thus My SO October 10 to join the Regulatory Assistance Project, or RAP, a global non-governmental organization that helps policymakers tackle the clean energy transition. Freeman concluded 28 years of service to the state of Indiana to become a principal with RAP. Chris Norton of My SO's transmission-dependent utilities sector proposed Drum's extension as acting chair. No committee member objected. Drum previously led the September 17 advisory committee meeting in Detroit as part of My SO board week. At the organization of My SO State's annual meeting October 21, OMS President and Minnesota Public Utilities Commissioner Joseph Sullivan said he would miss Freeman and her ability to work toward a goal and ride over noise in the industry. He said Freeman was one of the most active listeners Hess ever encountered and that he viewed her as a mentor through her demeanor and conduct. My SO's Advisory Committee is pulling together a committee of its members to consider nominations and select new leadership in 2026. OMS intends to nominate Michigan Public Service Commission Chair Dan Scripps for committee consideration as the next Advisory Committee Chair. Sullivan said Scripps is well suited to be a neutral voice and potentially replace Freeman's leadership on the Advisory Committee. Separately, ARC Chairman Jim Houston took over Freeman's representation on OMS until his retirement in early 2026. Houston plans to step down from the commission sometime in January, retiring after more than a decade on the job.